And so they come up out of Egypt. God has to give them a law, because it was too far away, too far removed. They had learned too much junk in Egypt. They had to have a law. I'd never thought about that before. Wow. But the righteousness and justice was there before then. In fact, as we're well acquainted with, as Paul said, no one's made righteous out of the law. Okay? But it's by faith. Well, the faith of Abraham was there in the beginning with the promise before we ever got to the law. Y'all should have shouted there. That's very exciting, because we're not under the law. And the people still obsessed with religion, the people still obsessed with the law, still don't understand. They struggle with the faith because they think their faith comes by doing the law. That's why they're in the fear that we talked about for the first 10 minutes. I'm having more fun than y'all. So, what's the point? The point of this part actually was going back to the reason God selected Abraham was because he would train up his children after him, give commandment to his children. We need to go back there. Our society needs it desperately. And unfortunately, we got parents doing the same thing with children that they do with children in school. They give them to somebody else and hope it works out well. And it's failing miserably. God didn't give that child to you for you to farm out their training in the knowledge of God. Let's just take them to Sunday school. Let's take them to children's church and surely somebody, you know, just. No. You're the one that is to initiate and dedicate and discipline who they are. Now, if they choose to walk away from it at some point, yeah, I mean, you know. But the idea is, if you make the effort to do it right the first time, that won't happen. Okay? As they grow, they will be no more perfect than you are. I assure you, okay? In fact, they may do better than you, but you got the promise. Yeah, I got that. Okay, so I'm thinking, if you're going to move the law out of the side, you're going to go back to see what's going on, then where would you start? What would you focus on in these things? And obviously, Mark 12, 30 and 31 comes to mind. In fact, I think it starts in 29. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God, right? And he said, Jesus said, you will love the Lord, love, purposeful goodwill, the Lord your God with all of your cardia, intention and motivation, all of your suke, your desires and affection, all of your dianoia, your deep thoughts and meditation, and all of your iskus, your determination. You will love God and all of those things, and you will love your neighbors, you love yourself. You will do to your neighbor what you want done to yourself. The way you want people to treat you is the way you will treat other people. And Jesus said, on this hangs all the law of the prophets. If you could do that, you can get everything else. You know, one of the things with me, with my children, for instance, was lying. You could do something wrong, maybe get beat for it, maybe not. But if you lied about it, you were going to get beat. And I don't know how many times I looked at him and said, you know, we could have gotten past the other thing, but you lied. Fortunately for my children, it didn't happen that often. They learned quickly, just tell the truth, it'll probably be better. What? Always, yes. But nobody likes to be lied to, right? So if you followed what Jesus said, you would never lie to anybody, because you would never want to be lied to. You understand how this works? Pick a topic, any topic, go down the road with anything there is, and there you have it. That's what he said. And that's why on this hangs all of the law and the prophets. You would give them the teachings of Jesus. You would also open up to them the revelations that have been written down later on from Peter and Paul and James and John, stuff that Luke put out there. Obviously, they need to be well acquainted with these things. But you'd start with what Jesus said. Everything else hangs on. And then build from there. And the idea is, again, it's not religion. It's not religion. It's life. This is how you live your life. Not this is how you pay homage to God, or this is how you follow the creed of your particular flavor of whatever religion it is. This is how you live. Because the life comes from Him. This is who you are. And now we're kind of back to where we were to begin with. As He is, so are you. Just as He is, so are you. The more you see Him clearly, the more you will become like Him, for you will see Him as He is. And then as He is, you will be in this world. And we serve, we are one with, children of, united with El Elyon, El Shaddai, the Most High God. He's alive. He speaks to men. We've talked all morning about this covenant that He has and the fact that over millennium, not just centuries, over thousands of years, He made sure it happened. He did it right. He helped us to accomplish it. It's there, and you can depend on it. You can trust it. You don't have to dread anything. It's not a law. It's a promise, because Jesus is the fulfillment of the promise given to Abraham. He completed it out, and it's of faith. He is the archegos, the architect, the designer, and teleotes, the one who completes the process of our faith. Hallelujah. Y'all go ahead and stand up. Father, thank You so much for Your word this morning. Thank You for these people. I believe that You will continue to deal with them until it's completely settled as they seek You, that they understand that they are delivered from all of their fears, and that the words spoken after that have stirred up the faith within them, that they have confidence in You and in themselves. Thank You, Jesus.